Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our live performance series before featuring the best Chicago music, Chicago bands. Today we feature the power pop indie rock music of the band Laverne. Laverne's self-titled album is out now, released this summer back in June. They have a show coming up at the Empty Bottle, opening up for the Bourne Ruffians on October 13th. Laverne is Corey Clifford, Kinsey Ring, Sam Brown, and Ed McMenamin. Close enough, right? Over now. All right, here they are performing Sad, Sad Chap. Take it away, guys.
What does it boil down to? Let me know soon, because I've got a crush on Molly Rankin. I've been thinking about leaving this whole world behind my eyes. And I'm crazy, I'm a bit lazy, things are hazy, and I'm dumber than you think. And slowly, with hours less slowly, I've been feeling lonely as I continue to drink. What's on the other side of life? A sliced banana that's rotted nicely. Precisely what you'd expect. Oh, I'm a train wreck waiting to happen. And I'm crazy, I'm a bit lazy, things are hazy, and I'm dumber than you think. And slowly, that was less slowly, I've been feeling lonely as I continue to drink and 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 drink. I drink, wow!
The band Laverne in Studio 435 tonight. The song Sad, Sad Chap. Great song. They'll have a show coming up at the Empty Bottle, opening up for the Bourne Ruffians on October 13th. Corey Clifford, Kinsey Ring, Sam Brown, and Ed McKenamin in studio tonight. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear from these guys and hear some more music here on the Download, 720 WGN. It's a Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez takes over. Studio 435, the Chicago band Laverne, the power pop of indie rock. Is that the best? I mean, I have at the desk here Corey Clifford and Ed McMenamin. McMenamin, say it, go ahead.
McMenamin.
I love that we've got Sam Brown and we've also got Kinsey Ring. Those are easy, but they're not on the mic. I get Ed McMenamin.
You got it.
All right, talk about, I mean, when I say those words, those buzzwords that mean absolutely nothing, power pop, indie rock, what is the genre, what is the categorization that you prefer for the band Laverne?
I would say we're very, like, hyper, I would say, like, lyrical power pop is what we've said in the past. We've also just said, like, I don't know, like, guitar pop, which is also very basic, but I think at the end of the day, it's just we're kind of a catch-all of a bunch of different things with a strong emphasis on lyrics and kind of melodies that recall, like, 70s and 80s British indie pop and like, American college rock. So,
where'd you guys get together? Talk about the origins of Laverne.
So, Ed runs a record label called Dumpster Tapes, and he put out our last band, my last band, Pine Box, and he and I have become friends over the years. And when Pine Box fizzled out, me and, like, Sam were kind of jamming together, and me and Ed were living together at the time, and then we were like, I was like, oh yeah, Ed's really good at guitar, let's have Ed play in the band. And then we had our old bassist has played in the bands Gross Point and Cafe Racer, and recently we just got Kinsey, who's like the best bassist we've all ever met, so we're pretty excited. He's really good.
What makes him such a great bassist?
Kinsey, just like, he's funky, but he also, I think, understands where to draw the line between, like, really solid melody and musicianship, and it's like kind of a blend of both, so.
Well, let me ask you about that, both of you guys. When it comes to musicianship and the things that go with it, I mean, talk about your training. I mean, is this the kind of band that gets together and your friends and you picked up, you self-taught each other how to play the instruments? Or, I mean, did you guys go to school for this, and is this sort of your skill?
Well, I grew up, like, pretty working class with, like, the same guitar for, like, 10 years. And I just kind of, like, worked off online, like, chord sheets. So I was, like, learning all, like, back in the day when I was 14 or 15, learning, like, every Franz Ferdinand song or, like, you know, whatever, like, 14 or 15-year-olds liked.
Right.
Well, 14 or 15-year-olds who were as, like, geeky as me liked. And it was, like, that and Block Party, and that was just kind of the music I was learning. So I didn't really have a lot of solid training, but I learned enough chords from learning those songs that's kind of, like, been the emphasis of where I went.
How about you?
Learned too many chords. Try and keep up.
Well, Ed, how about you? I mean, where do you get your style of guitar playing?
I took guitar lessons at a music shop in middle school and early high school. I think at that time it was a lot of, like, what every 14-year-old wants to play, which is, like, Led Zeppelin riffs and that kind of stuff. And it can be hard to get away from the riff stuff and more into what I like now, which is more along the lines of what Laverne plays. I mean, I still love Led Zeppelin, but it's not maybe what I want to play.
We have talked about doing Led Zeppelin covers because even though I think I sing pretty mid-range, I can get pretty high up there. So
yeah.
If I really try. So.
Well, I mean, there's something to it. I mean, to be able to play the kind of power pop stuff, the lyrical power pop stuff that you guys are playing, I mean, it goes further beyond sort of the riff kind of guitar playing that you know, that is being taught at you know, guitar lessons, things of that nature. How do you get from that to what you guys are doing here?
I would say we definitely are all big, like, record buffs and music nerds, and I feel like what it boils down to, good songwriting comes from listening to good music, and that's just across the board. You gotta listen to the bad music too, but really it's like I don't want to say homework because it's not a studious thing, it doesn't feel like it, but when you're trying to write really good songs, you're going to look from about 40 to 50 different records that really made your songwriting style what it is.
Ed, do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we bonded, me and Corey, over music. That's where our friendship started. It was just always talking about new records that we bought or whatever we were into that week. So,
and I'd say good amount on Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, the band Laverne in studio. Let's play another track. What do you guys want to play?
Cool. Is this called Monster of Love?
Monster of Love. Okay, hold on one second. I don't see Bob. We need Bob on the on the mix. He'll be in just a second. Monster of Love. Where's this one come off? Is it off the
This is off the self-titled, and in a way, it's kind of like a sequel to the Sparks song, Eaten by the Monster of Love.
Okay, so. Good. Let me ask you guys, you know, putting out a record, putting out an album, it's just sort of your second kind of go-around with it. Talk about what it takes to be able to put an album out these days. Obviously, to be able to distribute it is much differently because of the internet. But talk about just the concept, the process that you guys go through to write the music, record the music, and get it ready for production.
Well, this recent record, the new one that we're actually recording right now, we've taken the time with and really I demoed out actually recently, and this one's going to be very big sounding.
The new one coming up.
A lot of different instrumentation. Mariachi horns, all sorts of crazy stuff. And but the first one was really just us getting together. We had 8 songs. We were like, let's do this. So we hit up our friend Dave, who runs Public House Sound Recordings, and he recorded us in pretty much a day.
Yeah, a day and a half.
And it was like that. And we already knew we were going to be able to put it out on Ed's tape label. So we were like, let's just do it, see how it goes. And really, among the music scene that we play in, we've gotten a lot of great feedback from bands we really love, like the Yolks and Flesh Panthers and La 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 La, all sorts of bands that are really good among the scene. So,
well, I want to talk about the new music when we come back after the news. I also want to talk about the scene, because I'm always intrigued by where you guys fit in and where the scene's playing and where sort of you guys are hanging out and the bands that are like you are hanging out, so we at WGN Radio can get a better sense of where the scenes are at. The band Laverne in studio, Corey Clifford, Kinsey Ring, Sam Brown, and Ed McMenamin. All right, let's get you guys up on your instruments. Let's play the song. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. Band Laverne, their show's coming up at the Empty Bottle. They're opening up for the Born Ruffians on October 13th, and their self-titled album Laverne is out now. It was released this summer. All right, guys, take it away.
Such a large palette for love, but my heart is much too small. I can't stomach big love at all. The computer is your alibi for temptation's call. I can't stomach big love at all. I've been eaten by the monster of love again. I've seen the illusion of seeing clearly through a cracked lens. I've been eaten by the monster of love again. I like dying. I'm my best wingman and my worst friend. I've lost out on a year of my life, a year of loneliness. Yet those memories stick out the best. The pain and strife, the uncertainty, the nascent bitterness. Those memories stick out the best. I've been eaten by the monster of love again. I've seen the illusion of seeing clearly through a cracked lens. I've been eaten by the monster of love again and again. I'm my best wingman and my worst friend. Eaten by the monster of love again. I've seen the illusion of sin clearly through a cracked lens. I've been eaten by the monster of love.
And Laverne in studio, the Chicago power pop indie rock quartet, I guess you would say, is the show coming up at the Empty Bottle, opening up for the Born Ruffians on October 13th. Corey Clifford, Kinsey Ring, Sam Brown, and Ed McMenamin, they are our guests tonight, Studio 435, the band Laverne. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back. We'll get one more out of these guys before we wrap. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's Download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435 rolls along in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue with the band Laverne. At the mics right now, Corey Clifford and Ed McMenamin, both playing guitar for the band Laverne. Thanks for being here, guys. Thanks for performing.
Thank you.
All right, so, you know, we talked a little bit about new music. As you guys evolve and, you know, you already did the sort of recording at Public House and other places along the way. Talk about what the new music provides you. What how have you guys evolved as a band?
So I've definitely gotten more into like effect pedal playing guitar, and the new record is just, I don't know, it's like it's a weird combination of like very dreamy rock music and then just kind of everything familiar along the way. Like, there are certain songs that sound like, in one instant, like, it could sound like it could have been a Kink song, or it could have been, like, even, like, a Teenage Fan Club or Weezer song, you know? And then we have, like, some songs that it's, like, it sounds very, like, shoegaze, 90s, dreamy, but then the vocals are almost kind of like Roxy Music or, like, a crooner, kind of Dean Martin sort of thing, so...
How do you guys, I mean, one of the things I noticed on the tracks that you guys played for us tonight is the arrangement. There's a lot of sort of stop, start, move around. It's very creative in the way that you're putting the songs together. Talk about where that comes from. I mean, is that something that's learned? Is that something that, like you said, is from listening to other music? Talk about the creative approach to arranging music.
I don't know. I'd say we just, I think, like, it's funny because if you go to our house, we listen, because me and Ed live together. If you go to our apartment, we listen to pretty simple music, but I don't know. There's something about, like, it's more fun to play when there's, like, tension in a song. And, like, you're like, oh, wait a second. Oh, it's about to build. It's about to build. But then it cuts out. You're like, okay, where is this going? And then next thing you know, the song comes in. It's like a total, like, kind of country-ish.
You get meets, that relief.
Yeah, you get the relief. It's like country meets, like, orange juice and the Smiths sort of feel, you know? So.
Well, I mean, there is something to that. I mean, the idea of the conflict and the resolution of a piece of music. I mean, you guys both, in a way, are self-taught musicians. But that is sort of, you know, that harkens back to the days of Mozart and you know, Beethoven and the concepts of using classical music to build and to release. I mean, you guys are doing the same thing with power pop in 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what we try to do. With this new record that we're working on, it's very, like, I feel like the predictability you think is, like, totally about to be there, and then we just, like, kind of cut it down and build it back up.
Are you looking for that when you're creating music? I mean, is that something that is now part of your sort of canon when it comes to songwriting?
Yeah, I definitely would say so. As far as, like, a band goes, I think we like the idea of being able to perform something on record that really sounds great, but that we can still have the excitement come across in a live setting. So,
talk about how you guys produce the music. I mean, you talked about demoing the songs, but are you the kind of band that's going to take something that you want to put on an album that may not be finished and try it out live first, get it up on stage at the Empty Bottle or somewhere where you can see how it kind of flows in a more energetic setting?
Yeah, I think about half of our set at this point are songs that will be on the next record that we haven't recorded yet. I definitely like trying out the songs live and kind of figuring out what works, and you feel that from the crowd coming back. And then the few songs we have recorded for the upcoming album, you know, we've gotten to play those out a lot, and you kind of figure out what they're about.
When it comes to just the experiment in doing so, well, how do you guys deal with failure? How do you deal when something doesn't go right, where you think the song's going to break out, and it's like, bump, and it hits, and the audience is like, oh, I'm going to go get a beer? Like, I mean, do you have, like, a almost, I don't want to be so corny about it, but do you have, like, a band meeting afterwards to talk about the songs and say, that worked, that didn't, we can improve upon this, that kind of thing?
Maybe. Not exactly, though. I feel like, as far as things go, most people are very supportive when it comes to, like, small local shows, but I don't know. There's never really been a moment where I think we were like, this part doesn't work. It was more so a moment where we're like, oh, okay, I screwed up this part, you know.
And a lot of that, like, oh, this part doesn't work, we figure out in practice.
Yeah, we usually figure that out before we would even show anybody. I think, you know, we'll hammer out a song for like a month straight, and then, you know, Sam or Kinsey or someone will be like, well, hey, is it cool if maybe we kind of do this part? Just to keep it more dynamic, to maybe make it have tension in the song, or even just to make it like a little more sensible. Because even though our songs may be like a little unpredictable, at the end of the day, we write pop songs, like, for sure, you know. So
okay, so talk about, you kind of talked about the supportive audience that you have. I'm interested in the scene. You know, you've talked about the bands that you go to who say, yeah, that stuff sounds great. You talk about the audience that you're playing stuff for. Where would you guys say is the epicenter of the Laverne scene when it comes to Chicago?
I don't know. We played in both garage scene, kind of like the DIY arts scene in Bridgeport. We played with emo bands. We played with all sorts of different music.
The label that I co-run with Alex Fryer is called Dumpster Tapes, and that's very much like the garage rock scene, which is a lot like Cole's Bar, The Empty Bottle, DIY spots like Wally World that doesn't exist anymore, and some places in Pilsen as well. And so we play in that scene, and then as well as, like Corey said, we can kind of, I think we have a varied enough sound where we can kind of hopscotch around a little bit.
I mean, what's the trajectory? I mean, when you talk about a scene like playing DIY shows in Pilsen or Bridgeport, I mean, is the trajectory to build that audience there to say we're going to do DIY shows here, we're going to sort of stay off the grid? Or is the goal to say, okay, now we're going to have a weekly presence at the Empty Bottle, or we're going to move up, you know, I don't know what's next, like, you know, we're going to play at Double Door or whatever it is. I don't know what the next step would you guys, but talk about that sort of evolving sort of ladder that you guys, the ambition of
take this one,
playing more spaces in Chicago.
I think Corey has a lot of ambition, and I do too, but my favorite bands play both. They never stop playing the DIY shows, and they can play the bottle if they want to. You know, we're this is gonna be our first time playing the bottle in a week, so we're super stoked about that because that's probably my favorite venue along with Kohl's. But
I think it's weird too because you know, you'll play the DIY shows and they're fun, and you're like, oh, you know, we might have screwed up, but we were drunk, and it doesn't really matter anyways. But we've played Lincoln Hall before, and I think what was really nice about playing a place like Lincoln Hall is, first and foremost, like, the people that work there, and at most, like, touring band venues, they really, like, take care of you. They're very, like, accommodating. They really set up your stuff. If something doesn't sound right, they tell you, and they're like, let's fix this right now. And I kind of like that. And even though I love playing DIY shows, it is kind of cool playing the big venues, especially with the touring bands. So,
well, the band Laverne will be at the Empty Bottle opening up for the Born Ruffians on October 13th. They've also got their self-titled album that's out now. Laverne was released this summer, and new music coming. When can we expect to see another album from you guys?
We're probably going to record it. And we've recorded 3 songs off of it. We're probably going to record 10 more this winter. And I don't know. I mean, I think we all agree we kind of want to shop big for this one. We think it's like the music's good enough. So
what does that mean?
Try to shop it out to bigger independent labels. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think as long as people like the record, that's all we really care about.
There you go. So. Corey Clifford, Ed McMenamin, Sam Brown, Kinsey Ring, they are Laverne. Can we get one more out of you guys now?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to play?
This is called This Winter, and this is off the next record.
This Winter, off the new album that's coming out. Laverne, live in Studio 435 in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Like I said, they'll be playing at the Empty Bottle coming up on October 13th. Take it away, guys.
I won't last.
Yeah, there we go. The band Laverne in studio. They're playing at the Empty Bottle, opening up for the Bourne Ruffians on October 13th. Their self-titled album's out now, Laverne. It was released this summer back in June. They got new music that we should expect next year. I want to thank you guys, Corey Clifford, Kinsey Ring, Sam Brown, and Ed McMenamin, for coming in tonight and performing. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys.